This is Ozarks at Large. Ahead on the program, Becca Bacon-Martin explains why the end of the holiday season is the perfect time to be hopeful. And a question about the 49th state is your chance today to win Malco tickets, a Tim Ernst 2012 calendar, and a CD from the Fort Smith Symphony.
The website ArkansasGasPrices.com says the average cost of a gallon of gasoline in the state jumped nearly a nickel in the past week. The average cost on Sunday was $3.09. That compares with the national average that's increased about 2.5 cents per gallon in the last week to $3.25 per gallon.
The University of Arkansas says a goal of more than $83,000 for new uniforms for the UA band has been met and exceeded. The $83,500 was raised to match an initial gift of the same amount from the Jim and Joyce Faulkner family of Little Rock, longtime University of Arkansas supporters. A release for the university this morning says the goal total amount raised to match the Faulkner gift was more than $110,000. The band has more than 350 members.
A small earthquake near Prague, Oklahoma, was recorded this morning by the U.S. Geological Society. The quake registered 3.2 on the Richter scale and was centered near the small town that's about 50 miles east of Oklahoma City. No injuries or damage reported in connection with that quake.
The University of Arkansas Fort Smith men's basketball team ended a 3-game losing streak last night, defeating Hillside Baptist College 115-71 in Stubblefield Arena. The Lions next play Thursday night at Oklahoma Panhandle State. Meanwhile, the University of Arkansas Razorback men's team will host Savannah State tonight in Bud Walton Arena. It's the final tune-up before Arkansas begins SEC play Saturday night in Fayetteville against Mississippi State.